You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to learn the five most basic, simple, no-braineriest things that can upgrade your health today. Not tomorrow, today. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. My guest today is someone who really walks her talk. She's also someone whose talk others want to walk. Alana Edwards of ThatLushLife.com is the epitome of a rock star health coach. She loves a good green smoothie, but believes that feeling and looking great in your skin has more to do than just managing what's on your plate or in your glass. That's why I was so happy to sit down with Alana in my home studio. She lives around the corner from me in Brooklyn to chat about the most effective plate and non-plate actions she's seen wildly improve her health and the health of her coaching clients. And as you'll see, these actions are all basic. And as you'll hear, we say basic a shocking amount of times in this episode. And as you'll experience, actually doing these basic things will have anything but basic results in your life. Alana, thank you so much for coming on the show and literally coming in the show because we're recording this right now in my home studio in Brooklyn.
I know. I am so excited to be here on the show and to actually be in the party in my plant's headquarters. Thank you for having me. It's kind of funny
because we're like actually making eye contact as we're recording this. I'm not just talking into my computer screen. So pretty different dynamic, but so cool. And you are so cool. You're a fellow health coach. I love that about you. And I love mostly that you are so about the basics. You know, I tend to work with a lot of clients who's, you know, they already have their bikes. They're already balanced on their bikes. They don't need any training wheels. They're like pretty good. They just want to, you know, clean up their diet a little bit or fine tune a couple things. But your really specialty is working with people who are getting used to their training wheels. And I love that because you really in that way help people focus on the basics. And the basics are really where it's at, yo. So tell us how you got to this place of knowing that health and happiness and feeling your best and looking your best really comes from basics.
Yes. And I think it's really funny that we keep saying basics because like it's so kitschy to be like everything is so basic.
Oh God, yeah.
So I'm going to incorporate that into, yeah, my health coaching practice because it really is about being basic.
Basic bitch.
So yeah, I guess I came to this place or approach in my practice from my own health journey. So,
right. As we all do.
Yeah, right. So, I was a chronic dieter. I've been on every diet and I got to this place where I was eating like non-food items, like negative calorie. I can't believe it's not butter spray on light bread, Diet Coke, like literally things that don't have any nutrients and aren't real food products. And I developed a pretty nasty digestion issue, you know, that was not
literally.
Yeah. Couldn't really be diagnosed. You know, they slap an IBS on that.
Oh, God. Which means just BS.
Exactly.
Because it means nothing.
Absolutely. So, like most people, I had to heal myself. And I did that through eating more whole foods, like literally going back to basics and eating food for nourishment, not for calories in, calories out, and having it be related to my body image. It was more related to nourishing my body and feeling good. And it was the mindset shift, but also going back to basics that really helped me and propelled me on my health journey because I just nerded out about how food could really heal you. And it was as simple as these five things that we're going to get into pretty soon.
Yeah, I love how you say you are eating not food. Like that is such a perfect way of describing all that crap that lines our grocery stores. You know, like there's not food in there. I mean, the stuff on the perimeter, the plants is the food, but the stuff inside the grocery store, it's not food. And I just, that's so perfect. I love that. The not food. And that's even a basic way of looking at it, a simple way of looking at it if we want to not overuse the word basic in this conversation. But it just shifting even the mindset from not eating a diet full of non-food to food. Yeah. That's a great first step and mindset shift just to begin with. And of course, my definition of food is plants. But we're going to go through a bunch of other things that people can do to take it up a notch that isn't just plants. But
yeah.
Do you have any experiences with your clients? Because you've had such a diverse client base that proves to you that the basics is, you know, really where it's at. And have you had success where it's helped clients as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of clients have been coming to me just organically or naturally, which I find amazing. It's like you kind of attract these clients that really need your help and from a place that you've been. So I have had clients that are just super scared. They are just like, they want to get healthy, but they've been intimidated to start with a health coach because they think that they have to go from zero to goji berries, you know, like real
zero
quick
to goji berries,
you know, and it's like going from eating their standard American diet, which is really processed and
non-food.
Exactly. To like acai bowls and really fancy schmancy, like
expensive,
trendy, healthy food. Mm-hmm. But it's not that way.
There's so much in the middle.
Totally.
Those are two extremes. You know, like wheat thins to acai bowls are a totally, there's a million things in the middle.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, telling people and reminding them that it's to start where they are and to kind of go from there and take it step by step, that's not only going to help them wrap their mind around their health journey, but make really lasting lifestyle changes. So, going through the grocery store, like we were just talking, and going through the aisles of the non-food items, it really can bring about a lot of aha moments. I had this one client who grew up eating a really processed diet, and she loved Shake and Bake.
I don't even know really what that is. Before we were talking about this, she told me that, and I'm like, I'm sorry, what is Shake and Bake? So what is Shake and Bake?
So literally it's a box, and it has a bag in it for you to use and a bag of like flour with seasoning, spices. So I asked my client, I said, so which one of these Shake and Bakes is like your jam? You go to every time, you get it every time. And it was a pretty like original recipe type of situation. So we flipped over the box, we read the ingredients, and we found out that it was at its core was flour, paprika, salt and pepper, and then a shit ton, excuse me, of hydrogenated oils, MSG, sugar.
That's just so unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary.
And at the end of the day, you're only looking for this coating for your protein.
Right.
So I asked her, I was like, you know, is it the shake that you're going to miss? Like what, you know, because she was really hard pressed to let it go. And a lot of it was because it was nostalgic to her childhood.
Mm.
So I was like, well, why don't we do this, but we'll upgrade it.
Mm.
So we upgraded her flour to a whole grain. I believe we chose a whole oat flour.
Smart.
And then she had this whole new possibility range of choosing her own spices to add to the Shake and Bake. So that's just one example of somebody starting from like, you know, training wheels central, and just cutting out these processed foods was a basic yet
monumental
shift and change in her health. That brought
absolutely
a lot of change. Yeah.
So, I mean, you and I schmooze about this a lot in our own time, but let's schmooze about this for real. So everyone can eavesdrop on our schmoozing here. So tell me the five simple no-brainer things that you think can benefit everyone and anyone.
Absolutely. And before I get into the first one, you know, I have had clients also who are eating really healthy and are like, I'm not seeing changes or they're having some kind of issue. I also bring them back to the basics.
Right.
So it really can help anybody. So if you're out there and you're like, well, I'm already eating this.
You're already advanced. You're wheeling.
Yeah. you're already riding those training wheels, then you can still benefit. So, you know, kind of checking yourself with these basics can help anyone.
Totally. I mean, I do that too. Some of the ones we're going to go through, I feel like we're like teasing everybody. I don't know if they're on the edge of their seat, but I'm on the edge of mine. But some of the things we're about to go through, even if I am feeling less than great, I will look back at these and be like, oh, like, yeah, just do that. Because I think as a society and with magazines and, you know, even Whole Foods, the things they promote are like these really cool trendy things, you know? So mm-hmm. we all think, oh, if I'm not feeling energized, like I gotta go get this quick matcha chapa-cha. Yeah. And it could just be the number one, which is greens.
Greens.
Just add more greens. And maybe that's more important than doing something fancy schmancy. Although I do love matcha, and we'll talk about that another time.
Totally. And matcha is green.
So number one is greens.
Greens. Simple. Yeah. Super
talk
simple.
Talk to me about greens. Why are greens so simple and so no-brainer? And how can they help you?
Well, greens are the number one missing item in our American diet, in our culture. It's like true. You can go days or, you know, without eating a green.
It's true. It's no? really true. You kind of have to seek them out or kind of not surrender, but turn something else down in place for it. So if you're out to dinner and you typically start a meal with onion rings, you have to actually say no thanks, onion rings, and seek out a salad instead if you want to add more greens.
Totally.
So it is not, you're right, it's not something that's just a given in our diets the way mm-hmm. that a lot of other things are.
Totally, absolutely. And it's about, like you're saying, you have to be intentional. And the way I phrase it to my clients is you have to have this kind of hidden agenda of sneaking greens into every meal or as many meals as you can, because adding greens into your diet, especially the dark leafy ones, you know, kale, spinach, bok choy, Swiss chard, some collard greens, adding those into your diet are going to alkalize your body. You know, we're always in an acid state from pollution, stress, processed food, sugar puts our body in this chemically acidic place where disease can thrive. It's just not good for your health.
Right.
So eating greens really alkalizes your system. It cleans your blood. It lifts your spirits. It's like a nice, just overall nutrient dense food. You're going to get, you know, vitamin K, A, C, E, folic acid, tons of fiber.
Enough. She knows a lot of stuff. No, I found with greens that even like they're kind of addicting, not in like a bad way, but I know for myself, if I don't get a green in every day, I will miss it. It's so many different ways you can get it. Like we'll talk about them, but smoothies, salads, sauteing, whatever. But your body, after you've gotten used to consuming greens on the reg, will be like, yo, give me more greens. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing. And it's not just me who feels that way. I mean, my mom who, you know, has added more greens into her life feels this, you know, tells me all the time, oh, I got to get my greens in. Like my body's yearning for greens. Or
yes.
Even, you know, every kind of everyone I've ever spoken to, if they come back from a trip, a vacation where they haven't had as many greens as normal, we'll be like, oh, I got to have a salad. Like I just need to get those greens in.
Yep.
So I do love that once you start eating them, your body almost like just gets programmed to want more of them. So it becomes less of a struggle to, you know, as you put it, like have that hidden agenda. It just becomes more of like your normal way of being.
Totally. Because the side effects of this good addiction are, you know, crazy elevated energy levels.
Yeah.
There's one thing. And then also with the fiber, it kind of keeps you regular, moving things out. So like you said, on vacation, you're eating things, you know, not really moving that well. Like eating the greens is going to help that along.
Totally.
And it clears your skin. And I like to almost like give the scientific visual of cleaning your blood. Like imagine it kind of going into your body and shaking things up, like bringing all some some of that, right? Bring that sludge up to the surface. So your body is able to naturally detoxify it and you just feel great. And when you feel great, you want to eat that food that's responsible for it.
Right. Because food makes you feel stuff.
Yeah.
And if you want to feel good, you got to eat the stuff that contributes to you feeling good. And greens are a great way to do that. So what are some easy ways that you think people could start incorporating more greens into their diets?
Great question. So one thing, like you mentioned, are blended.
Mm-hmm.
So adding greens to your morning smoothie. Green smoothies are incredible. And, you know, green powders are awesome, but I don't believe a green smoothie is green unless you put actual green leaves in them.
Yeah.
So that's a super easy way. Also just sauteing in a pan, just a little bit of coconut oil and salt, just pop on the top, steam them up. Also like having that hidden agenda. If you're making a stir fry, add in some chopped bok choy. If you're making a spaghetti sauce, like puree in some other deep, dark, leafy green. One's going to notice it.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I have a lot of recipes on my YouTube channel, partyofmyplants.com youtube.com/partymyplants, where I sneak in greens in everything. So I have this lentil bolognese sauce where I'm just like, put in kale or spinach. You won't taste it, and it'll just add nutrients to this sauce. You know, and in smoothies, the same thing. You won't taste it, especially spinach.
Totally.
Because the texture is not going to be weird. Kale can be a little bit more intense texturally. Spinach, you won't taste anything or feel anything. So I definitely agree. Blending, sauteing. Have you ever baked like spinach or whatever into baked goods? Because that's a thing people do. I've never really done that.
Like pureed them.
Yeah.
And put them in
thing.
Put them into like pancakes. You can bake kale, like kale chips.
Oh, kale chips.
Kale course, chips, totally.
That's really cool.
And even if like simple, if you are somebody out there who is putting on your training wheels and you know are getting healthy, maybe you are having some box soups or canned soups, whatever. That's fine. Heat up that soup on the stove. Take a handful of greens.
Done that too.
Wilt them in right in the pot.
Totally. I've done that too. It's great. When I make mac and cheeses, like vegan mac and cheeses, I always throw in a green there because why not?
Why not?
Why not? That's what you should always think. Why not? So great. So next one for a simple no-brainer thing to do is what?
Drink enough water.
That is as simple as comes.
And I feel like you know, a lot of people, when I say like, how much water are you drinking? And that's super important. You get a little bit of like, not an eye roll, but like you get that kind of energy because it is so
basic. It literally couldn't be more basic. Yeah. And I have that too with my clients. You know, I'll say if they're low on energy or they're just feeling kind of funky and sluggish or weird, I ask how much water are they drinking? And it's something that people forget to do because it's one of our, you know, essential things. We've done our entire lives, so we don't put much thought into it. But when you actually do put a little bit of thought into it, like you consciously carry around a ball jar or a, you know, like a canteen thing with you all day long, and you just keep refilling it and drinking it, it'll make such a difference in your life.
I know. A small, easy, free way to just keep your health in check in that simple way. So I always tell my clients that you should be drinking at least half of your body weight in ounces per day. And, you know, if you're exercising more, if it's like super hot, more, but really kind of keep that as a baseline. And then think about it. My favorite water bottle is 20 ounces. Okay, so to make my quota, how many of these bottles do I have to drink a day? And that's a super easy way to mentally keep yourself on check.
I've done that too. And there's also, I've seen these like neat ways of remembering because sometimes you forget what bottle you're on. Mm-hmm. I've heard that you can like take a rubber band and put it on your wrist, and left wrist means even and right wrist means odd numbers. So you just switch it, you know, every time you finish a bottle, and that way you can, I guess, keep track of if you're on, you know, your left wrist, if that's even, then you're on bottle two or whatever that is. So
yeah,
that's a cool way.
That's a cool way.
Or, I mean, one thing that I also do is just say, just carry around water with you always. Like, just always have water on you.
Definitely.
I mean, you'll be peeing a lot, but whatever.
Why not? I even recommended, because as simple as it is, a few of my clients have really struggled with water as, you know, just a goal. Mm-hmm. And we've tried a bunch of different things, and one failed attempt was I found this app that it was almost like a Tamagotchi or like one of those, and it was a plant. And every time you drank a glass of water, you were like watering your plant. And it was for the
digital plant.
It was for the purpose of tracking your water intake, but it was this like Tamagotchi slash thing. Anyway, she was like, it was so annoying. My plant kept dying. And
that's so
but
funny.
That was kind of a funny thing.
That's
to bring
really
up.
Funny.
There are some apps that do work, but
just drink more water. So simple.
Also, in another visual I like to tell my clients is think about water flushing out your body. Because I think that a lot of times as humans, we're driven by the results. Like, why am I going to drink water? You're going to tell me it's going to make me feel good, but like, why and
prove
how?
It.
Exactly. So if
so
you
prove it,
visualize drinking that water, and you're going to be peeing a lot. When you're peeing, you're letting go of waste. Like, you're what with the greens are going to bring a lot of toxins to the surface of your body, and they're just going to hang out in your body unless you give it a vehicle to leave your body.
Right.
So by drinking your water, you're flushing out your system. You're helping your body and your organs operate at optimum levels to just keep yourself clean, and it's just going to give you energy and everything. So, okay.
That's great.
I'm off my soapbox.
Off your water soapbox. Yeah. Okay. So we've got greens and water, which are just so simple. and so basic. We'll stop saying I feel like we should turn this into a drinking game. I know. Every time we say basic, drink water.
Absolutely. Boom. I love that.
Okay. So number three is what?
Less slash no sugar.
Oh, slash no. She works that in there. Okay. Tell us about sugar. What do you define sugar as? I know that's a strange question, but like, you know, apples have that's sugar. Maple syrup have sugar. White sugar has sugar. Like, talk to us about sugar. What does that mean when someone says, I want to eat less sugar? What should that mean?
Okay. Well, starting at the basic level, we're going to just define sugar as white sugar. That's what I mean when people come to me and okay. If they are starting at the beginning of a journey, we're going to cut out the domino white bleached acid poison disgusting sugar that's in everything, like,
yeah,
you know, and it's disguised now in cane sugar, and brown sugar is really just sugar rolled in molasses. Mm. Hello, it's not healthier for you at all,
right?
So those types of sugars in packets are just awful for right. Your body. They really wreak havoc. So I keep it at that level at first.
Okay, so just the white sugar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. White sugar, really cutting that out, and the first step being to be transitioning to gentler sweeteners.
Right.
So that would be honey, maple syrup, agave, and stevia.
Stevia. I'm a stevia fanatic. I never leave the house without stevia. I literally have packets in my wallet, in every single purse, in every single suitcase. I'm never without stevia because it breaks my heart when I see anyone, because I don't drink coffee, but when I'm out with my boyfriend or anybody, if they're about to put a Splenda into their coffee, I swoop in with my stevia packet. Or if I'm at a bar and I want to order a cocktail, I will order my cocktail without sugar. I'll say no simple syrup, please, or no agave, please. And then I will just spike it, if you will, with a packet of stevia.
That is
and
amazing.
And or, you know, if I'm getting oatmeal when I'm out and about, I can put it in my oatmeal. So I'm best friends with stevia.
Yeah.
We're inseparable. So I love that you say that.
Definitely. And yeah. I love how you gave all those examples, because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, cutting out sugar, like, what am I going to do? But
right.
If you have this alternative, which is stevia, and if anybody out there doesn't know what stevia
yeah,
is,
tell us.
It's a plant.
It is a plant.
And the leaves of the stevia plant are super, super sweet. It almost tastes like a fake sugar in a way.
It kind of does.
Which is crazy, yeah. But it's not.
It grows just like basil. I saw it actually when I was in Greece. There was stevia growing at a farm. We were at an olive farm. And I was nice. So excited because I'd never seen it really growing. And it looked just like basil. It's just like a little green
Did you give
plant.
It a little nibble?
Yeah. It was so bitter, so sweet. Not bitter, but like really, it's so sweet. So a little really goes a long way.
Totally. And it actually balances your blood sugar levels. So for somebody trying to get off sugar, a big part is balancing your blood sugar so you're not craving it as much. And stevia, which is sweet, you think it'd be like opposite. It actually
yeah.
helps those cravings out. It's awesome. And it doesn't affect your blood sugar levels. Said that. But and there's no calories. So somebody who's having a Splenda, they're like, well, I'm watching, you know, my calories, even though both of us don't count calories,
yeah.
don't believe in that.
Right.
But to help somebody trying to make that transition, stevia is awesome.
Right.
So I would say it's a weaning process. First getting off that white sugar, mm-hmm. switching to gentler sweeteners, and then treating those gentler sweeteners as if you would regular sugar.
So what happens for people who have already cut out the white sugar? You know, what would be the next – how do you cut – can you cut back further? Would you encourage that?
Yep.
And, I mean, you lived a year without sugar. So
yeah.
Tell me, what was that like? Like, what does that even mean? Did you not have apples? Did you just not have maple syrup? Why did you do that? Tell us about this year, because that's crazy.
It is crazy. And I don't know how I did
Congrats.
It looking back. Thank you. I did it cold turkey. I was a sugar junkie, but like a healthy sugar junkie. So that's
like define that.
I
what is what if I'm a sugar junkie, a healthy one? I don't know.
Like I killed a jar of raw honey in like a weekend once. I was sick and I bought this honey and I was like, I'm sick. I need this.
For your throat.
And it's,
something.
You know, raw honey, it has enzymes, probiotics. It's really medicinal.
Yeah.
However, like I was putting a tablespoon in my tea, a tablespoon in my mouth.
Yeah.
Imagine me doing that like all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a rock bottom moment. Not rock bottom, but just kind of brought it to my attention. Like, wow, dude, like I think you have an issue with
yeah.
with natural sugars. I was making little healthy treats with agave, putting a lot of maple syrup and everything. So while these things are gentler, they're still affecting your blood sugar levels, which affect your hormones, your moods, a lot of things in your body. So I decided that I was going to go completely sugar-free.
Wow.
So this meant things, sweeteners, concentrated sweeteners that affected my blood sugar levels.
Okay.
So everything.
I like that as a definition.
Yeah. Okay. So I didn't cut out fruit because while fruit does have natural fructose, it's you're eating it with a ton of fiber, so the release of insulin into your bloodstream is kind of tempered. Yeah. You're not spiking or anything like that. And then, of course, I had stevia because that has no impact either.
Stevia.
We should be sponsored. So that was pretty intense. And a lot of people were like, whoa, did you lose a lot of weight?
Yeah. What did you experience? Is it worth it?
I actually didn't lose that much weight, but I didn't do it for a diet, so that doesn't matter. The huge thing I experienced was my mood. I would have mood swings. Like if I had like a bar of chocolate, like natural, raw cacao, whatever, I would have this almost like emotional hangover the next day where I felt like I had been binge drinking. I'd be down, depressed, and I connected it to really eating a lot of sugar the day before. So my emotional mood swings or level, I was a little bit more even keel.
So what happened? How did you – why do you eat it? Do you eat it now?
I do.
And why do you now eat it? Do you still get the mood swings? Do you, like, what kinds of sugar are you cool eating now? Tell me about your present state of sugarness.
Sure. Well, my current relationship status with sugar is that it's a healthier place. I think I needed that year apart to come back and have
That doesn't make sense. It didn't grow fonder.
But
a healthier relationship.
Yeah, something changed. And because I don't believe in restriction of really anything, and I won't tell somebody like you can never have that ever. I just don't believe in that practice. Right. So I always practice what I preach. So now if I do have sugar and even like white sugar, if it happens, like I had that vegan matcha ice cream from Van Leeuwen's, like I don't think they're using stevia.
Yeah, probably not.
So, but I'll have that like maybe once a month.
Right.
And
so it's just a more conscious control, I guess, or just even awareness.
Absolutely.
I mean, I actually went through a similar thing with nut butter where, you know, nut butter is touted as being super healthy and everyone's like all about the nut butters and the nut butter balls and the drizzles on the oatmeals and the buckets on the acai bowls. And I was playing along with that game. I was like, oh, nut butter's so healthy. But like a lot of it can add a lot of weight to your body and can really slow you down and it can become very addicting and just overall for me just didn't make me feel great. So I kind of did the same thing. I actually went the entire summer, like 3 months without nut butter. I said, I'm just going to cut it out. No more. No peanut butter, which is really hard because I have a dog. Oh. And we give him peanut butter all the time. So I would have to resist sharing peanut butter with him. But I did that by double dipping his utensils in it. So I'm like, okay, this just touched his dog food. It's now in the peanut butter. I'm not going to eat it. So that was tough. But now that I've started eating it a little bit more, it's been really pleasant to be able to monitor, like just not go crazy. Just the simple awareness of like, oh, this is something that like, watch yourself, girl. Like, you know, pump the brakes, like be a little conscious of it. And knowing how I felt without eating it was also fantastic. I mean, there's sugar in nut butter too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's.
And that's actually great that you brought that up because another thing that I really realized during that year, because I was a Nazi, like I was reading every labels, which I do pretty much anyhow, but especially during that time. And it was so eye-opening that sugar is in everything. Literally, kale chips, dude.
Right.
Like cheesy natural kale chips ingredients.
That's crazy.
Sugar, which is absolutely bananas. If you go to a grocery store tour.
Bananas have sugar.
But that's, I know, there's no sugar. Labels. So
yeah. No, it's true. Like, you wouldn't think everything. All those little bars, all the bars, everything.
Totally. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, like going through the grocery store with a client and kind of pointing that out, like what tomato sauce do you use? And like nine times out of 10, there's sugar in 90% of tomato sauces. It's like just another one of those sneaky things. So if you did just bring more awareness to the sugar in your house, like go through your pantry, read the labels and see what has sugar. Do a little intake of how many sneaky grams that you're getting in without even having the satisfaction of a sweet treat.
Right. Oh, I love that. True. If you're going to eat sugar, you better damn appreciate it.
Damn straight.
Don't just eat it when it's in your tomato sauce. Yeah, get the satisfaction of it if you're going to be eating that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And also people wonder why they're addicted to sugar and they're having cravings because they're getting it.
Without even knowing.
Dripped and drafted through their diet. So they're being tricked. So like work, it's almost like very empowering to like take back that whatever like label and like screw the calories on a label, go to the sugar, go to the ingredients, and your eyes are going to bug out.
Wow. So this is a perfect segue that was not planned into number four of the five simple no-brainer things, which is just to eat less processed food.
Yes, absolutely. And that just seems simple, but a lot of people are like, what is processed food? Like, what does that entail? Like, what is the definition of processed food? And I think we kind of just pretty much talked about it, saying anything without a label, number one, is not processed. There are some things that maybe could be in a box that aren't processed. So staying in the perimeter of a grocery store, like veggies, you know, meat, dairy, everything that's fresh that can die.
Right. Yeah, totally. No, I define processed typically as crap. Chemicals, refined, artificial, and processed food.
Yeah.
And if you take the first letter of each of those things, it adds up to crap. That's how I remember.
Oh, I love
chemicals,
that.
Refined, artificial, processed. I mean,
perfect.
Yeah. And so that's how I define it. I mean, it's anything that has a slogan, that has, you know, a celebrity endorsement. It's food that has been taken out of its original state and made
stripped,
into something else.
Ground, fried, whatever, added with things. So also, if you don't know the ingredients on the back of the label and it's some kind of saccharide, you know, mono, gluten,
some
whatever.
Sci-fi term.
Exactly. There's like that, even that thing on Instagram, it's like, don't eat anything you can't pronounce except quinoa.
Quinoa, I love that.
Quinoa.
Totally.
But it's so true.
Right.
It's like that bumper sticker wisdom. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. So, I mean, processed food is a hard one to just eliminate completely. I mean, there's processed foods I eat. I mean, my protein powders, they're processed. Someone took rice and made it into a powder that I enjoy. But I think we could all just improve with eating less processed food.
Mm-hmm.
And pick and choose the processed food.
Totally. And how about like the ingredients on your protein powder? Are they?
There's like two ingredients.
Exactly.
Just like ground rice and stevia or something.
So
you know?
That compared to like a
the shake and
sorry,
bake.
Sorry, GNC, but like a GNC super uber processed muscle maker protein powder is processed. While they're both protein powders, they're not created equal. So spin that bottle around, read the ingredients.
Spin it around. Spin the bottle.
Yeah, right?
Cool.
So, yeah. And then the last thing I want to talk about, which is very simple as well, is sleep.
Mm.
Sleep is crazy important. And I think it's also important to bring in some lifestyle habits that are off the plate.
Mm.
You know, nutrition is off a huge focus of my practice, but, you know, tweaking your lifestyle can affect what you eat. And sleep is one of those things for sure.
Right.
Because when you're tired, you're reaching for it. Things that give you energy. It's not your fault. Your body just wants energy.
Right.
And you're going to want sugar. You're going to want a lot of caffeine, you know?
And arguably even just more food in general, because if you're, you know, low on energy, you just need more food for fuel. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it just messes with.
Screws with your hormones. It's exactly. just, yeah.
All yeah. around sleep.
Totally.
So
do you have any tricks to help people sleep better that you recommend with your clients?
Yeah, there's like little tricks and tips that I do for sure, like using some lavender essential oils, unplugging my electronics.
Unplugging your electronics.
Yeah.
I go into airplane mode every night.
Totally. And actually, if you have I have an iPhone 6 and I just discovered this feature. It's called like bedtime.
Oh, I haven't done that yet, but
it's interesting. And what's really cool about it is that it switches the light, like the LED or whatever settings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it goes down
to
like a yellow light, which is really cool. It just helps like your brain chemistry get into that mode.
Right.
So if you have an iPhone, definitely do that. Dim your lights.
I like to set a bedtime.
Totally.
I mean,
keep
I give myself like an actual like goal every night. Like this is the lights out time. This is the time you're going to be in bed. And it's not like serious and like stressful and I don't freak out if I miss it or whatever, but it's just a general time because we could waste so much time just watching stupid TV and we'd be much better off just going to bed.
Exactly.
So that's something that's great.
And your body responds to that consistency. So when you're going to bed at the same time every night, it's like it just automatically knows to start winding down at that same time.
Totally.
Which is kind of a cool thing, because even with eating, they say like when you're creating a healthy habit, sometimes having like the same thing for breakfast can be helpful just to like train your body in that way.
That's what I do every day.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's awesome. So yeah, those are the five basic things.
So that was it. That was the most simple things. I mean, it's really true. The more simple, more basic, drink your water, the better. So we had talked about greens, water, less sugar, less processed food, and sleep. And these are just, you know, in your mind, what you found to be so simple with your clients, yourself, and what I can attest to really making a huge difference in my life too. So, I mean, you can't go wrong doing any of those things. Now, if anyone at home is thinking, okay, awesome, those are awesome things, there's so many of them, what would you suggest would be the first thing somebody listening could just go out and do right now?
Green smoothies.
Right.
They're so easy. They're convenient. They're cheap. These are something that you can prep ahead. They last for a couple of days and you can keep them really simple. And also, if you're listening and you are a beginner, it can be a very basic smoothie. Or if you are somebody who's more advanced in your health, you know, you want to really soup it up with those goji berries, add those superfoods and stuff. So they're really customizable to where you're at and also what type of nutrition that your lifestyle or your day demands.
Right, right. And what is your go-to smoothie recipe if you have one?
My go-to is really simple. It is a cup of almond milk, unsweetened. That's another way to eliminate sugar in your diet.
Yeah, so much sugar in almond milk. Always get unsweetened.
Always.
PSA.
And I do a handful of spinach. It's probably like a packed cup, handful. Spinach is great. One frozen banana and a tablespoon of peanut butter. That's super basic, easy, but it's filling and it's freaking delicious.
That's really good. And I do the same. I just add plant protein powder because for me, that makes it more of a meal. I always put plant protein powder in my smoothies because it just helps me fill up on them. So yeah, they're not just a drink, they're like a meal.
Absolutely. So you're customizing substance. It to like meet your needs, which is great about green smoothies.
Now, do you have a really expensive fancy pants blender?
I don't.
Right.
I use a NutriBullet. It's super convenient for my New York apartment. It's really small. It's tiny. Yeah. It's an individual size serving. And it's like
affordable.
I think now it's like $80.
It's like $80. Yeah.
Super affordable.
It's great. We'll link to it in the show notes. I mean, everyone, it literally just give up, I don't know, HBO for a few months and you can afford a NutriBullet or just pass on a few pedicures and you're good to go.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
And the thing is, if you don't and you're not really into going there yet, a regular household blender is totally fine. But there are techniques that can help you use that blender to your advantage. You know, a certain blending method, layering your smoothie a certain way so that you do get that smooth effect with a household blender.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I go over tricks like that and some other recipes in my green smoothie product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on my website. But also if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a green smoothie guide. So you can get that right away and start with basic smoothies. I do some like clean and green and also some heavier ones.
That's awesome. So how do we go get that information? We'll link to it in the show notes, but where if anyone wants to do it right this second?
ThatLushLife.com. Huh. And just put your email in. It's right on the homepage and I'll send you over that green smoothie guide.
But let me ask you, are there any books in your Lush life that have really helped you be healthier, happier, you know, really inspired you along your journey?
Yes. So I'm going to take it back to before I was a health coach, the book that kind of really helped me geek out about the nutritional science behind what I do is Dr. Oz's good old You on a Diet.
I've never read that book. I've seen it. I mean, it's like a Bible. It's enormous, but I've never read it.
Yeah, it's really factual because it was like a diet book, the first type of diet book that wasn't about like how to lose weight and change things. It was just literally the straight up scientific facts of nutrition. And that's what really piqued my interest. I read it cover to cover and it was, you know,
good old Oz.
Yeah, thanks, Doctor.
Oz. Thanks, Oz. Okay, what about a plant party restaurant? Do you have a favorite plant party restaurant?
Yes, I love Peace Food Cafe.
Okay, I used to live right next to it.
It's so good.
Yeah, do you have a favorite dish?
Yes, the chickpea fries.
I've actually never had those. They're good?
Insane.
I've heard good things.
They come out like in a little Jenga looking structure. Jenga. They're so cute.
Jenga fries. Yeah. All right. So guys, next time you're in New York, Peace Food Cafe, chickpea fries. What about, do you have a favorite plant that you love to eat?
It's so hard to pick one, but I'm going to go with apples. My family right now is living in the apple capital of the USA, good old Winchester, Virginia. So I've been eating a lot more apples in life. So yeah, apples.
I'm a apple girl too. Actually, my first AIM screen name was Green Apple Girly One.
What?
And the theme of my bat mitzvah was green apples.
Oh my gosh.
We literally had green apple centerpieces. And this was before I was like into healthy eating, both of them. I just loved green apples, I guess, so much that I wanted to make it part of my identity.
I love it. That was like the beginning of
green apples.
Party my plants.
Yeah, it really was.
Literally, you had a party.
I did have a party with plants. Yeah. And I love green apples because they're also the lowest sugar apples. So that's whenever I do apples, I always reach for the green. Unless it's like fall and it's like really apple season, then I'll get a good fall apple. But green apple girly one, guys. And what's your favorite way to eat the apples?
I love to make apple nachos.
What? What's that mean?
They are, you just take an apple, wash it. You always want to eat the skin. Yeah, definitely wash that.
You want to wash your apples?
Totally.
Okay.
Every time.
Thanks for telling us that.
you never know, dude.
You don't know.
So you want to keep the skin on because the skin houses tons, almost more nutrition than the flesh. And then you're just going to want to slice it really thin.
Okay.
So, you know, slice the end and just little medallions almost.
Okay.
Like really thin, like a chip.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then I just lay them flat or like you would nachos on a plate and
raw.
Okay. I do them raw, nice and crispy, keep it like a chip. Okay. And then you can choose your toppings just like nachos. So last time I just posted on Instagram, I did a almond butter drizzle.
Mm.
I did a little sprinkle of cinnamon and some unsweetened coconut flakes.
Cool.
So good.
That's awesome.
A really great snack. And it's just one apple, but it's like a whole plate of deliciousness.
It's a plant party plate.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. That sounds so fun. Okay, so again, where can we find you if people are more interested in your green smoothie book and just anything Lush Life related? Where should everybody go?
My handle everywhere is That Lush Life. So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and thatlushlife.com. So yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This was so fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll see you around the hood soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I hope you feel that improved health is only a few basic things away. Just cut the crap, add the greens, sip the wawa, and sleep some more, and you'll feel better than you do today. Pretty cool. If you can think of one other cool person who might want to hear this stuff too, please share it with them. Oh, and speaking of cool, Alana's offering Party in My Plants podcast listeners 30% off her awesome, affordable new green smoothie class. Just go to greensmoothieclass.com and use promo code Party in My Plants at checkout for 30% off. And you'll learn about the best bases, sweeteners, superfoods, fats, fruits, greens. You'll learn everything you ever want to know about green smoothies. Again, that's greensmoothieclass.com, promo code Party in My Plants. And you can find all the recipes, tips, and ideas mentioned in this episode over at partyinmyplants.com/25.